This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A woman who was burned during the firebombing in Boulder earlier this month has died. That's according to state prosecutors. 82-year-old Karen Diamond had been hospitalized since the attack with severe injuries. She's the first victim to die from the firebombing. The state has also filed first-degree murder charges against the suspect who allegedly used Molotov cocktails to attack peaceful demonstrators on the Pearl Street Mall. He also faces attempted murder charges and a number of hate crime charges in federal court. He remains in custody. As Senate Republicans barrel towards passing their large tax and spending package, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett railed against it on the Senate floor late last night. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the bill would increase the deficit by more than $3 trillion over a decade. Bennett says it's a bill
that will make the wealthiest Americans even wealthier and the poorest Americans even poorer, 500,000 of whom live in Colorado, while adding millions more to the debt which working Americans are going to have to pay back.
Republican senators defended the One Big Beautiful Bill. They say it will increase border security, defense, and fossil fuel energy production, offset in part by cuts to health care. In Pueblo County, a bat has tested positive for rabies. Health officials say people should stay away from wildlife and vaccinate their pets against rabies. If you find a bat, officials say to leave the area and contact the proper authorities. Rabies can be transmitted if the infected animal's saliva gets into a cut or through the eyes, nose, or mouth. Unvaccinated pets exposed to a rabid animal must either be euthanized or undergo a quarantine of 180 days. This is CPR News and KRCC.